Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Wednesday morning here on KSJE. That means it's once again time for our lesson about life in the sandbox that we all share. We have brought in one of the best to talk about this with us. Ron Price is here, the author of the Play Nice in Your Sandbox series of books. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. You know, I like to practice humility. I think it's a great virtue and quality. You make it difficult for me sometimes. Stop building me up, would you?
I said one of the best.
One of the best.
To keep the ego in check. Yes, sir.
Right.
Today, we're talking a bit about a new approach to conflict.
Yeah.
Okay.
But before I get to that, though, seriously, okay. I've paid my dues. I'm a training junkie. I've been to so many workshops, and I've learned from the best of the best. So this program is not about Ron Price's wisdom. We'd have been off the air a long, long time ago if it were that. But I have picked up valuable tools, tips, and techniques that I just love to share. And today's comes from a guy named Dr. Mark Goulston. Dr. Goulston wrote the book Just Listen, which I heartily recommend. He wrote Dealing with Crazy, and he wrote Get Out of Your Own Way. He may have written more than that, but those are the three of which I'm familiar. But he has a concept that he teaches that I didn't accept it. I thought he was wrong.
Really?
But as time has played out, I don't think he's wrong. When people are in a conflict situation, so often they're attacking each other. They're throwing negative comments at each other and accusations and what have you, put downs. What Dr. Goulston says is they're not really attacking as much as they're defending from perceived attacks from the other.
Oh, interesting.
It is interesting. And when you stop, next time you're in an argument, don't go create one just to test the theory.
Try this out. Heard it on the radio this morning.
That's right. Hey, I got to try this. Let me attack you.
Hey, big nose. Yeah, anyway.
But I think that's true. We all have a deep-seated desire to need to protect ourselves, defend ourselves. And sometimes that's a good attribute. Sometimes it can get in our way. And this is one of those when we're defending so strongly that it looks like an attack, and that's going to cause the other to feel attacked and defend themselves, and on it goes. And it's a shame because it doesn't have to happen. I'm going to tell a story real quick that I don't think my wife listens into this program. Oh, let's hope not. I have not been doing well lately.
Change your name.
Yeah, change my name.
Yeah. Yeah,
take the name off the screen.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sorry.
Ron Maxwell, that's our maiden name. We've not been doing well. We've had a stretch of some months that have just not been good. And I'm the marriage guy, and I don't have a problem saying that. I don't have a problem being vulnerable in saying that. I'm happy to say that divorce has never been an option, so that's what's kept us together. But just the other day, I realized, you know what? Maybe this is what's going on. Maybe we're defending ourselves rather than attacking. So I made a move in her direction. I wrapped up some gifts. I don't know if I should tell you what I wrapped up or not. Some of your audience will say, what's wrong with this guy? I wrapped up a can of WD-40. I wrapped up some towels that she had recently gotten as a Christmas present. And then I wrapped up a couple of other items. I went to the store and I got some flowers, and I got a nice candle, and I got a card. And on the card, I just wrote, you know what? I know things have not been well between us, and I know that a lot of that is my fault, and I just want you to know I'm sorry, and I'm willing to do my part. Let's see what we can do to get us to a better place. And I had the gifts spread out on the couch. She'd gone off on an errand, and when she came back, she saw the gifts. And that right off the bat went, whoa, what's going on here? And I said, I don't know. Why don't you open them and see? And
I pointed her to the WD-40 first because I didn't want her expectations to be too high, and then the towels, but then the candle, and then the flowers. And of course, she had read the card first. And I'll tell you what, Scott, our year's off to a good start.
How about
that? She has reciprocated, and we're starting to be nicer to each other. And it's a whole lot more pleasant in that household, a whole lot more joyful. So if you're in an ongoing dispute with someone else, or you seem to be keep going round and round, stop and see if the other is feeling threatened by you, if they're feeling attacked by you. Because it's easy for us, Scott, to see what the other's doing and say, oh, look what they're doing. Sometimes it's not as easy to see what we may be doing. So I just wanted to offer that, hopefully as an encouragement today, that it takes two to make a healthy relationship. And if you're just blaming the other, well, you're probably missing a key ingredient of the distress. So take that for what it's worth. I know what's done for us, and I hope it'll be the same for others.
I think that makes a lot of sense, Ron Price, and not just for, I would say, you know, romantic relationships. This could work for all different friendships and work relationships and things of all those things, right?
Great point. Absolutely right. Oh, and you know what? We got time. Let me throw in my favorite Mark Gulston quote. You've heard the expression, walk a mile in somebody else's shoes. He says, it's difficult to step on somebody's toes when you're walking in their shoes.
Oh.
And I've just always so appreciated that. It's hard to step on somebody's toes when you're walking in their shoes, looking at the situation the way they look at it. That's all I got for you today.
Good advice and a new perspective. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Ron Price, he's with me every Wednesday right here on KSJE Farmington.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.